an email from the Guinean authorities today that indeed a lady traveled to Guinea for funeral of someone that died in Guinea of Ebola. She came back to Kailaun and she also died, and two other members of her family died. And today we received email, according to the Disease Prevention and Control Director from Guinea, that indeed those family members were confirmed positive for Ebola in Guinea, and that they traveled to Sierra Leone from Guinea. But unfortunately, those three members of the family had already died.
I'm sure your government has been preparing, because you border Guinea and Liberia, two countries that have had cases of Ebola. Now you now have a confirmed case of Ebola. What is your government doing?
Well, we have been preparing since the Ebola outbreak was reported first in Guinea in March. We set up committees. We have supplied personal protective equipment to all of these areas that we now consider the high-risk areas, especially those border districts, Kailaun, the Cambia, Pujon, and other areas. The case management team have conducted several trainings of health workers for the past 2 months on how to manage Ebola cases. The communications unit have been busy going around the country sensitizing people on preventive measures and how we can best prevent ourselves from contacting the disease and spreading the disease. We are not banned travel to Guinea, but the ministries have decided to restrict the movement of people, especially in these areas wherein these cases have originated from.
Gambian President Yahya Jammeh, when the cases of Ebola were reported from Guinea and Liberia, banned flights from Liberia and Sierra Leone. So your government is not planning on going that direction?
This moment, no, we haven't seen reason for that. What we have done is intensify what we call contact tracing. That is when we have some routine that people go through. Like when you come to the airport, if you are from Guinea and Liberia, you have specific forms that you fill. Our health workers are trained to take some vital signs so that when we suspect something, we'll be able to trace that particular contact. The problem is we have several crossing points between Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. So how can you close the border? Which border would you close? These are some of the questions that the government is faced with.